Message number 670. The plan to destroy the Catholic Church from within its own ranks is already underway. Saturday, January 12, 2013 at 03:10 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, this is the time for the next phase in my plan to prepare the world for the new era, the new paradise, the kingdom promised by me, the Son of Man. My army must now gather and link as one in prayer, for the battle for souls has now intensified. The plans by the evil group on a global scale to legitimize wars, murder through euthanasia and abortion is gathering momentum. The plan to destroy the Catholic Church from within its own ranks is already underway. Those souls in positions of power, and especially those within Christian churches who condone sin and try to legislate for it, know this. You will suffer terribly. The hand of my Father will intervene and destroy your plan. For every man and woman who tries to bring in laws against the will of God, they will face a terrible chastisement. Not only will they be struck down, their own nations will also be chastised. Enough has been endured by my Father. He will no longer tolerate such interference in his creation. The earth will be shaken and not one man will fail to notice what wickedness there is and what cunning is in place, where terrible abominations are being introduced by humanity which insult God. By these acts man will have to face the wrath of my Father. Prayer and much of it can halt this wickedness. And it is because of your prayers that the divine interventions to punish mankind have been delayed. Now those nations whose rulers are driven by the spirit of evil will be wiped out. My beloved followers, you will suffer greatly as you witness the acts of disobedience against the laws of God. You must keep praying in order to mitigate the punishments by my Father. Now you must set up as many prayer groups for my crusade of prayers as possible in every nation. By doing this, you will allay the work of the evil group. My patience is never ending, but man will be punished before my second coming for his wicked deeds. This punishment has been delayed for some time, but my Father will permit ecological upheavals in order to purify souls. Here is an important litany to help mitigate the punishment by my Father. Litany Prayer 4, to mitigate punishment by God the Father. O God the Most High, we beg you for mercy for the sins of your children. We thank you for the gift of the earth. We thank you for the gift of human life. We treasure the gift of life. We uphold the gift of life. We thank you for the gift of your Son Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of redemption. We praise your divinity. We surrender completely before you so that your holy will can be completed on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the gift of the illumination of conscience. We thank you for the promise of eternal life. We welcome the new paradise. We beg you to save all souls, including those who torment you and those who are lost to you. We thank you for the love you show all your children. We thank you for the gift of prophecy. We thank you for the gift of prayer. We ask you to grant us peace and salvation. Amen. My daughter, this mission will become even more difficult as the hatred of man against man intensifies and divides. God's loyal disciples will be tempted to give in to the sins which will be disguised as the laws of tolerance. You must resist every attempt to turn your back on the truth of my teachings. When you leave all your trials in my holy hands, you will find this mission to save souls much easier. Your Jesus. My daughter, this mission will become even more difficult as the hatred of man against man intensifies and divides. God's loyal disciples will be tempted to give in to the sins which will be disguised as the laws of tolerance. You must resist every attempt to turn your back on the truth of my teachings. When you leave all your trials in my holy hands, you will find this mission to save souls much easier. Your Jesus.